This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Today marks 65 years since the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp. Takeaway producer Irva Gunja spoke with a survivor from Auschwitz, Sonia Wachowski. We should mention to our listeners some of the conversation might be graphic in content. As background, in 1939, when Sonia Wachowski was 13, her family was uprooted by the Nazis. Her father and brother went into hiding, but they were found, shot, and killed. Sonia and her mother were sent to the Majdanek concentration camp in Poland.
They performed rites there, a selection, and whoever was still, you know, older or young children were straight went to the gas chamber. And for some reason, my mom and myself, we made it through, and we have been in this camp for a half a year.
But her mother would not get out alive.
Something was pushing me to the door. It was a big door, and it had a little tiny, a little peephole. And I looked through the little peephole, and I'll never forget, as long as I shall live, I saw my mom holding together in a long column with other women. They were taking him to the gas chamber. This was a night I really felt apart. And the next morning, they shipped us to Birkenau, Auschwitz.
Sonia spent a year at the Auschwitz concentration camp. And among the other horrors that she witnessed, she saw the burning of two trucks full of the bodies of small children.
If you read about the hell, this was the greatest hell. I was working one day close from a crematorium, and I shall never forget, like two trucks, open trucks, those little tiny children, they looked like little geese from the far. They were wearing white little shirts. And after a while, you look, the smoke, and that's they went. Those little angels, little tiny children, I'll never forget this.
Three times, Sonia Wachowski was able to escape being sent to the gas chamber, and even after that, she was sent on a death march to the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. It was during her time there that Auschwitz was liberated. Sonia's telling her story today to refute those who deny the Holocaust. Sonia Wachowski is now 84 and lives in Kansas City, today marking the 65th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp.
A long time after I came out of this, from this hell, I could not talk about it. I could not even smile.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.